Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Sissy Maid Brenna. You know, Sissy Maid Brenna holds a special place in Miss Mandy's heart. She is so hot and so feminine and so beautiful and loves to serve Miss Mandy. We have some super hot sissy phone sex sessions. And you know what those are. Those are when you dress up for me, amuse me, make Miss Mandy really happy. She's got all sorts of things. She's got makeup, and she's got real maids' outfits. She's got toys, wigs, high heels. When she goes to get lipstick to put on for me, I hear those heels clicking on the hardwood floors. It's so sexy. She told me she was wearing black panties and purple stockings, and she had some dildos out for me. And she was very, very super, super horny. And we did a little something different, an office fantasy, where she was a sissy in my office. She came into my office, and I had her put on some of my black panties and my purple stockings, and I had her pick my skirt up, and under my skirt, because I'm the therapist, I just so happened to have a strap on, and I make her suck it. She gets on her knees, and she sucks it for me. Ooh, and then I put her on the desk, and I pull her skirt up, and I give her a good ass fucking with my strap on. I get those feet of hers up on my shoulders with those high heels. She is such a cocksucker and a good sissy. And you know what she said that was really funny? She told me she wanted to fuck me. She wanted to fuck the therapist. Well, you know that's not possible because she's got a little dick, but I said, go ahead and try, and she did, and she tried to put it in, but I couldn't feel a thing, and she got really lucky, because my husband came in, and he's got a big cock, so I let her suck him off, and let him fuck her. Don't you think that's a better idea? What do you think, Brenna? Isn't it a good idea? All right, well, think about it some more, and maybe I can dress you up again. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, suck some of that cock for me.